AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. If you're heavy in the stock market, don't look. The Dow is down more than 900 points today. All three major indexes in triple-digit losses. Our Shelley Adler reports a disappointing jobs report today helped trigger the sell-off. 114,000 new jobs, that's 35% fewer than expected.
That's a soft number.
Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group.
We have seen a slowing in job growth over the course of 2024. I think this is due to the lagged impact of higher interest rates.
So the scene could be set for interest rate cuts beginning next month.
I think it'll be a quarter of a percentage point in September.
The unemployment rate rose to 4.3%, which is the highest since October of 2021. I'm Shelley Adler.
Earlier this week, stocks hit new highs when the Fed suggested rate cuts could begin in September. In the Pacific Ocean, it's now Hurricane Carlotta, strengthening as it moves away from Mexico's coast. But dangerous surf conditions can be expected. Freed American Paul Whelan after landing outside Washington, D.C. overnight with journalists Evan Gershkovich and Alsu Kermasheva says he's just happy to be out of Russia.
I went on a two-week vacation, you know. The FSB grabbed me, said I was a spy. I'm apparently a general in the Army, a secret agent for DIA. This is the nonsense narrative they came up with.
President Biden and Vice President Harris were there to greet the trio, released as part of a massive prisoner exchange with Russia. The crews fighting the giant park fire in Northern California may get some help from rainstorms, but they're concerned higher winds will help fan the flames. The U.S. has been eliminated from the Olympic men's soccer tournament with a 4-0 loss to Morocco in the quarterfinals. This is AP News. A conservative Virginia congressman's been knocked out of the running by a primary challenger. A recount shows Congressman Bob Good is out. State Senator John McGuire, who has the backing of Donald Trump, will be the GOP candidate in November. The Senate leader has introduced legislation called the No Kings Act, an effort to reverse the recent Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity.
Schumer's No Kings Act would attempt to invalidate the court's decision by clarifying that Congress, not the Supreme Court, determines to whom federal criminal law is applied. The court's conservative majority decided July 1st that presidents have broad immunity from criminal prosecution for actions taken within their official duties. The decision threw into doubt the Justice Department's case against Republican former President Donald Trump. Norman Hall, Washington.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.